Sacude, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the foremost of sinners. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me at the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be holy and glory forever and ever. Amen. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 43 to 49. For no good tree bear bad fruit, nor again doth a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hear my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation upon rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But he who hears and does not do them is like a man who builds a house on the ground without a foundation. Again weak, the stream broke, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. We must practice what God teaches us. The Vietnamese language is concise when saying học, hành. One must both learn and practice to bear fruit for him and for others. If one only learns and does not practice, his knowledge shall be useless, because it does not bear any fruit. Today's readings are written to advise the faithful to practice what God teaches them. In the first reading, St. Paul used his personal experience and taught Timothy, God have mercy for people when they are still sinners. Therefore, no matter how big and how many sins people committed, they should courageously come to God to confess their sin and to inherit the eternal life. If they know God is merciful, and they are afraid to come to him, they achieve nothing for them. In the Gospel, Jesus taught his audience that people need not only to hear, but also to practice his teaching, to bear good fruits, and to stand firm amidst all vicissitudes of their life. Second analysis, the first reading. God had compassion for people when they are still sinners. Third point, people must recognize the truth. The event that happened on the way to Damascus helped Paul to recognize this important truth. God had compassion for him where he is still deeply in sin. Paul confessed his sin and declared God's mercy. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the foremost of sinners. There are two truths which people must recognize. First, everyone is a sinner. All people, from the first couple of Adam and Eve, committed sin. St. John clearly stated this fact. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. See First Letter of John, chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. Many people declare they commit no sin. These people make Christ a liar because he said he come to redeem their sin. This also implies that these people shall not be saved because they do not confess their sin. Second, people are unable to save themselves. When people sin, they are not able to liberate themselves from sin. How can a sinner declare that he is no longer in sin? This is the reason why Christ came to redeem people's sins and to reconcile people to God. Therefore, people must need Christ to save them from sins. Second point, people must come to God to receive his compassion. Paul wrote in verse 16, "But I received mercy for this reason, that in me at the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life." Third, God had compassion for a person, not because of his goodness or good works or virtues which he had, but simply because of his love for him. Paul gave it a typical example. God had mercy for Paul when he was still a sinner, eagerly persecuting Christians. According to human standard, Paul deserved the death sentence. According to God's standards, God showed his perfect patience. He gave Paul a second chance to be saved. Second, all sinners can be saved if they trust God's mercy, No matter how big or how many sins they committed, Paul would like to say that if God could forgive him, an eager persecutor of the recent, he shall give eternal life for those who come to him. Second, the gospel. The faithful must both hear and practice God's word. Third point. Practice God's word shall increase one's virtues. When people look at the fruit, they know the tree. Jesus stated the fact, a good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. Similarly, in the human life, if people want to have good results, they must spend time to acquire knowledge and virtues. A student who already had knowledge, he shall be successful in examination and job searching. A virtuous person has little difficulty in dealing with obstacles. When it is full inside, it shall be overflow outside. Those who practice God's word shall increase their virtues and do many good works. In opposition, those who do not practice God's word shall not have virtues or any good work. As Jesus said, a good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. People can hear a person's word and look at his deed. They know how God's word affect that person. Second point. Practice God's word shall protect a person from all dangers. In Palestine, though the rain season lasts only few months, but each rain is big. After the rain season, the ground becomes dry and smooth, suitable for building houses. The inexperienced shall build their house at this place because it is easy to do, and they do not have to dig deeply into the rocks, since they are not foresighted. When the next rain season comes, they discover that their houses were built right on the strong currents and be swept away. In opposition, the experienced know how to find hardened ground to build their house, and nothing is hardened than rocks. Though it takes time to dig, but once a strong foundation is built, there is no strength can shake it, and their house shall last for a long time. In the spiritual life, the Israelites reserved the rock for God. See Psalm 95, verse 1. The Jerusalem temple, see Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, and Peter the rock, see Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. If people want to be safe before all trials and obstacles of life. They must find their cover in God, in the temple or His church. Jesus likened those who heard God's words without practicing them as those who build their house on sand. Since they do not practice them for their faith to be stronger, when trial and suffering come, their faith is not strong enough to overcome them. He also likened those who heard God's words and practiced them as those who build their house on the rock. They know how to use time to meditate God's words and to apply them in life so that their faith becomes stronger every day. When trial and suffering come, they already had a strong faith to overcome all the obstacles. Even death is not able to overcome them. Application in life. We must confess that we are sinners and are unable to save by ourselves. We need God's mercy through the sending of His Son Jesus Christ to redeem our sin. To bear good fruit for our life, we need to learn and to practice God's word, a habit of practicing God's word shall help us to acquire many necessary virtues of our life for our life. Our actions are the results of what we store up inside. If we store up virtues, our actions shall be good and useful for others. If we store up bad habits, our actions shall be bad and cause a lot of damage for ourselves and for others. Amen.